The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, we're joined by Leslie John, Harvard Professor of Business Administration at the Harvard Business School and author of Revealing the Underrated Power of Oversharing. Leslie, thanks indeed for talking to us. You think oversharing in the office is actually a good thing and not something that to be dreaded or avoided. Tell us why.
Yes, because when we share a little bit more about ourselves, even in the workplace where we think is a space where we should be normally guarded, but when we're a bit more open, we get so many good things in life, including better relationships, colleagues who trust us. And it's also really enjoyable to open up too, we found in our research.
Hi, Leslie. This is Ciara.
Hi.
I thought it was very interesting because when I read the headline and I knew you were coming on to talk to us, my instinct was, no, I hate oversharers. I don't like oversharing myself. But what you've written a really interesting piece where you say that the risks of oversharing are very possibly outweighed by the risks of staying silent. And explain that.
Completely, yes. Well, you know, it's interesting because as I wrote this book, I reflected a lot on times in my life where I'd overshared, my so-called TMI, too much information moments. And then I realized that even though these cringy moments resonate with me of going a little bit too far, what I realized in hindsight is that even though I was cringing at the time, and other people might have been as well, the long game was very rewarding. Because, for example, when I told a really embarrassing story about myself when I was a junior scholar to some senior scholars, over time, they became some of my closest mentors. And it's not in spite of what I shared. I know that it's largely because of what I shared, you know, opening up, because I've talked to them, and opening up really makes us feel kind of connected to people in a way that when we stay guarded, we can't accomplish. The one way of thinking about it is that when we say a little bit more than we think we should, that is a social risk, right? And with risk is reward. When we take that social risk, we're showing people that we trust them, right? We trust them to not make a fool out of us. And in turn, they trust us back. And that's the spark of all relationships.
How do we get the balance right, though? I mean, you don't want to be the person in the office when somebody says, how's it going? And, well, actually, not great. And then you launch into a long story about your little toe and how it's sticking out. do you know what I mean? How do you get that balance between being open but not,
between sharing people and oversharing.
Yeah. Exactly. Because there is still such a thing as oversharing. You know, the title is a bit glib. It's kind of in defense of oversharing, right? But there definitely, we all know that, you know, the enough about me, let's talk about me syndrome. what we have found it again and again in research and practice is that it's a lot oversharing. That line is, it's more about reading the room. It's more about context than content. We kind of obsess over the content of what we're going to say when really, if we get a little bit better at reading the room, at our situational awareness, we can reveal much more wisely. So one kind of nice rule of thumb is this idea of reciprocity, right? Like, look at your own behavior and that of others. And if you're the only one that's doing all the sharing, that's a cue that you may have gone too far.
Interesting. I have to say, I would be more of an undersharer than an oversharer. So this has given me a lot of food for thought because
I married an undersharer.
Yeah,
so.
and it has given me food.
I have to say, it's news to me.
I just pretend to share with you. But you know what? I that thing about being guarded. We kind of do think that. Well, I certainly did, and I'm reading your piece. It would seem that lots of people do think that that's the way to do. You kind of keep your private things private. You do all that sort of stuff. That creates a distance between you and other people that I've never really considered sort of before. And that is worth thinking about.
Yeah, totally. And that's the tricky thing about undersharing is that, okay, when you overshare, when you go too far, you get immediate negative social feedback, right? Those cringy looks. But when you undershare, it's not a visceral mistake, right? The missed opportunities, the romances that never spark, you don't feel those so viscerally. And so that's why it's really an important issue that I'm trying to draw attention to, of like undersharing is a big issue, just as big, if not bigger, than oversharing.
Yeah, it is actually worth considering. What do people have a natural instinct to be one or the other, a sharer or a non-sharer, do you think?
That's a great question. People often ask me this question. A common misperception is that people who are outgoing, extroverts, are more reveal-y. But in my research, I found that's not the case. And when you think about it, extroverts, they're wonderful to be around because they're bubbly and they're talkative, but decibels doesn't necessarily equal depth, right? And what I found is that there is a different personality trait that's very associated with being open, and that's agreeableness, like how the gets along well with others trait. And it's because people who are agreeable are generally pretty trusting of others, and that's, you need trust in order to open up.
So is that why we some of us hold back? We have trust issues, is it?
Your words, not mine.
Well, if the shoe fits, me in particular,
some of it is, yes, is a reticence because of a nervousness about trusting others, for sure. But there's also, I mean, I think increasingly that revealing wisely is much less a personality trait and much more a skill. It's something that we can get better by practicing, by experimenting, and by reflecting on times we shared and maybe times we undershared.
Mm. Yeah. You write in the piece, and it really jumped out at me, you spoke about the polished restraint you once congratulated yourself for. But now you're struck by those moments that felt really uncomfortable at the time, that actually they turned out you learned a lot more from them, and that you were all the better for them.
Completely. And when you look at things that people regret and don't regret in life, it's the things they didn't do that we end up, things we don't do that we end up regretting much more than the things we did. In other words, those things that we chickened out and we didn't say tell our first love that we loved them, we regret not saying that. But if you flip it around, and the time when you maybe told someone you loved them and they didn't reciprocate, we don't regret over those things in the long haul, because at least we know, at least we get closure, right?
Yeah. I do think that there's something to do with trust issues, but I think the more I listen to you, the more I also think people are afraid a little bit of looking foolish.
Yes, definitely. Oh, and that's...
Unfortunately, I'm never afraid of looking foolish.
just as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All the better for it.
There is one fly in the ointment to all of this. Okay, what you're saying is absolutely logical and totally true. But when you have kids who are teenagers and you try it, I mean, TMI is the thing that is said to me more often than anything else by my kids. So do you just ignore the kids?
So that is an area of life I have not yet gotten to. I have small children. So, I mean,
it's all ahead of you, Leslie.
I know. I'm a babe in the woods.
Mom, you might be a Harvard professor, but you're sharing too much.
They'll slap you down like you wouldn't believe.
I know. Well, right now, so I have older siblings and I'm the youngest, and that is the butt of so many jokes. If I say anything stupid ever, they say, oh, Harvard professor says, right? So, look what's in store for me when my little boys are teens. I don't know. I don't want to know.
No. Leslie, brilliant. Really good talking to you there. Leslie John, I am Harvard professor of business administration. Thank you for talking
it
to the Harvard children.
Really made me think. Yeah.
Did I tell you about the Farouk I have on my butt?
No, but it has made me think, because she said it's like with risk comes reward, exposing bits of the parts of you that you don't necessarily want to share.
People who are closed books, they're hard to warm to. Harder to warm to, I think.
I think it's very interesting. But anyway, we'd like to know what you think about it too. I may change my ways.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.